2 Corinthians chapter 9. For concerning the relief to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your enthusiasm, and I boast about it to the Macedonians on your behalf, in that Achaia has been prepared since last year, and the zeal from your side has stimulated quite a few of them. And I sent the brothers there, so that our boasting about you should not go unheard in this matter, so that, as I said, you are prepared, so that, if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, so that we don't say you, are not put to shame by these grounds of boasting. So I considered it necessary to encourage the brothers to go on ahead to you and finalise your donation beforehand, which was announced in advance, so that it should be ready, so as a blessing, not as a matter of meanness. And I say this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows generously will also reap generously. Each person should give as he has decided beforehand in his heart, not grudgingly or under constraint, for God loves a cheerful giver. For God is able to make all grace abound to you, in order that you, always being entirely self-sufficient in everything, might have something left over for every good work. As it stands written, he has distributed, he has given to the poor. His righteousness remains throughout the age. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower also supply bread for food, and may he multiply your seed sown and increase the yield of your righteousness, as you become rich in every respect, in all generosity, which engenders thanksgiving to God through us. For administering this service not only supplies the saints' lack, but also abounds to God through much thanksgiving, as they glorify God through the tried character of this service acquired in subjection to your profession of the gospel of Christ, and for the generosity in contributing to them and to all, while they also long for you in supplication for you, on account of the exceeding grace of God bestowed on you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.